Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
In case you guys didn't know it, I have a heart for missions. Has anybody noticed that around here, right? We have missionaries and outreaches and different things we're doing constantly. You know, between me and Natalie, every dime we can, we're sending out. You know, you guys are doing so much that you don't even realize out there. And that's why we have our little mission Sundays and stuff sometimes, just to share with you what's happening with all the missions programs. But, you know, when they're in town, we're going to have them. We're going to hear what's going on. We're going to support you guys. We're going to love on you, man. And it was my honor to commission you guys five and a half years ago, right? You know, I mean, so you can see that, you know, I've given so much towards them that I'm less of a person than I was in the picture. Picture came up, I'm like, wow, man, I've forgotten. My wife's like, yeah. She's like, I haven't. All right, I'm going to open this up with a story. You guys ready for a story? All right, here we go. Have you ever discovered something valuable? Okay, this story is called All's Well That Ends Well. Okay, this is a story about Jumras Tiachat, and he was down in life. He's 55-year-old Thai fisherman, and he was making about 400 baht a day, which was about 13 bucks. Okay, he had very little money to his name. And then one day in early 2019, Jumras was walking on the beach and he found a yellow lump of something in the sand. And he thought that this waxy looking substance might be ambergris. Anybody ever heard of ambergris? Show us that picture, Cody. This is ambergris. It had floated up on the beach, okay? And it's made in the belly of a sperm whale. Okay, only a tiny amount of it is needed to make perfume last a lot longer. So it's really valuable for the perfume industry. They call it floating gold. Okay, and because ambergris is so rare, Jumras wasn't getting his hopes up. So he took a few slivers of it to be tested, and the tests were inconclusive. And unsure of what to do next, he stored the lump in his shed. He just threw it in the shed. He's like, all right, I don't know what to do. But you ever have that thing, and it just keeps talking to you? It's like, he said, I've got to get this thing looked at. So he calls the governor. And they send an expert to his house. So what do you think the result was? The result was it was determined to be 80% ambergris, and it had an estimated value of $320,000. So he found a $320,000 wad of whale vomit. Said, now that I know it's real whale vomit, I will sell it. I mean, I think I would too. It's like, who wants to keep whale vomit in the shed? 14-pound chunk of ambergris, $320,000, found on what? The beach. How about, anybody you guys like to go to yard sales? I am a yard sale fanatic. Okay, come on, how many guys, just a show of hands, how many guys like yard sales? All right, how many of you like Macy's? instead of yard sales. Macy's, right? Or, yeah, all right. A couple of you are like, oh, wait, but I'm not raising my hand. Yeah, that's me. I like to find the deal of the day. Anybody like to score the deal? Sort of like the ambergris. I want to find the deals. I find tools. I find surfboards at yard sales. I find clothes. You name it. I've flipped things off of that I've bought at yard sales and made lots of money. It's been a really good thing for me. But, you know, my obsession with finding treasure, it goes even beyond the yard sale, okay? Your pastor is a trash picker. I will pick trash. I drive by and I'm looking at stuff. One man's junk is another man's what? Treasure. You know what? I'm just like, man, there's perfectly good plywood laying there on the side of the road. I grab it, I throw it in the truck. So yes, I'm a trash picker because people throw away good stuff. All right, so here's a story. My son Jacob, we're driving in the car. So obviously my kids are all infected with the same mindset. We'll call it a mindset. How's that? Sounds better. but we're driving by and there's this gumball machine. It's laying over by the road. All by itself. There wasn't any other trash, so it was kind of weird. It was standing out. And Jacob's like, Dad, stop. Stop. There's a gumball machine in the trash. I'm like, you know, because even I'm like, it's just a gumball machine. Now I'm going to have to buy gum. I'm going to have to fill it and, you know, all that. And he's like, no, I want it. I want it. So I pull over. I said, all right, go run up, knock on the door, make sure it's not just sitting out there. Because how many guys have ever gone to like a yard sale, but it was really just somebody cleaning their garage? They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm here for the yard sale. They're like, I'm cleaning my garage, man. So I've done it. Have you done that? Yeah. So anyway, Jacob goes up and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, we're throwing it away. Hey, wait, hold on, I have the keys for it, you know? And they go and get the keys and they hand him the keys and he runs over and he grabs it and he picks this gumball machine up and he goes, throws it over his shoulder and it goes, ching, 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 ching. It's full of quarters. So he gets this, he's like really excited. Now he throws it in the car. He's like, hurry up, Dad, let's get out of here. You know what? So he gets it home, $32 worth of quarters in this gumball machine, sitting on the side of the road in the trash, treasure discovered, right? He also did the same thing with some drum cymbals out of our neighbor's trash one time. He's like, Dad, I found these cymbals, and my son Jason's a drummer, and he's like, those are mine. And Jacob's like, no, they're not. I found them in the trash. He's like, no, they're mine. He's like, no, I'll sell them to you for $100. Jason's like, I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it off you. You're my brother. He says, well, I'm selling them. And he put them on Marketplace and sold them for $150. You know, so it's... You see the point? My other son, Justin, does the same thing with t-shirts. He goes to Goodwill, and they're at a t-shirt show today, him and Jacob. He'll buy a shirt for $1, $2 at Goodwill, but he knows the tags, and he's gotten done all this research. And he'll sell a vintage t-shirt for $200, $300 that he buys for $1, $2. And his company has a little business doing it. It's called Rad Rare Vintage. And shameless plug for the son. If you want to buy a vintage t-shirt, you can find him on Instagram. But we love to find amazing deals. Don't you? Does anybody like, oh no, I just want to pay double. It's okay. I like to pay more than it's worth, you know? No, we've got to find that deal of the day. And what about... in our relationship with God. Let's just swing it around. Are you really looking for the deal of the day when it comes to your relationship with God? You've got a day to spend with the Lord. It could be your first day with the Lord. It could be your last day with the Lord. But you have a day today that is 24 hours long that you could fill with treasure knowing God. and spending time with him? Think about that. Are we seeking to find the hidden treasure of a relationship with God? Are we seeking to find the hidden treasures of the kingdom of God in our lives? That's what I want to talk to you about today. It says this, are we keeping our eyes out for the things of God around us? Guess what? It's happening. It's all around us. And if we don't pay attention, we'll miss it. You see, the kingdom of God's moving all day long. Random moments with strangers. Have you ever had a random moment with a stranger? That's what, you know, your whole ministry is based on that. And, you know, you hear somebody who's struggling and you just pray over them. That's a treasure in the kingdom. You see, God is always trying to bless us and show us the best way to do life. He's trying to get his point to us each and every day. So that's what I want to talk to you about. Today, I want to show you a parable in the Bible that shows us how important it is to keep our spiritual eyes open. Everybody go like this. I'm kidding. Yeah, man, you guys are quick. You did that right away. So Matthew 13, 44 through 46. It's called the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. Okay, let's read this. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure that is hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and he bought that field. Think about that. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything that he had, and he bought that pearl. That's what I want to talk to you about today, is finding the hidden treasure, finding the pearl of great price. Because that's the goal in our life, finding the pearl of great price. So today's message is the pearl of great price. You guys ready? See, here's the key. How do we position ourselves in our life? How do we position ourselves to find that treasure? You ready to learn? First person that I want to look at is the person that I believe was the most experienced at finding that treasure, and it's John the Baptist. How many of you guys know who John the Baptist was? It was Jesus' cousin, and he was born through Elizabeth, which was Mary's cousin. Mary went to visit her, and then John the Baptist, says the baby leaped in her womb. John the Baptist was, by scripture, declared to have been filled with the Holy Spirit in the womb. Okay, that's pretty intense. His job was to prepare the way for the Lord. And John knew about the value of a relationship with God. He knew about the value of Jesus. And we can see that as we look at scripture in John chapter 3, verse 30. This is what John the Baptist said, because, you know, he had his disciples, right? And they were all starting, he introduced them to Jesus. And then they all started to go hang out with Jesus. And then some of the other disciples are like, dude, you're losing your guys. They're all leaving. They're going over with Jesus. What do you want to do about that? And he spoke something so profound. And it's the key to finding the pearl and the hidden treasure. He must increase, but I must decrease. Like, I can see where this is going. What do you mean? It means exactly what it says. It says, he must increase and I must decrease. See, John, he saw something. You and I, we've got to say the same thing in our lives. We are going to have to take the same stance in our lives that John the Baptist took in his. See, he knew he had to put himself down and he had to keep him down. It's girls too. You got to put yourself down and bring him up and lift up Christ through your life. See, John knew that he was nothing within himself, that everything that would be valuable or meant anything through him would have to come through Jesus. How do we know that? In John 3:27, Jesus answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless he is given; it is given to him from heaven." You know, we're running around, we're looking at what the world's got to offer, we're fighting to obtain all these things, even as Sam said, you know, we're fighting to try to obtain all this stuff, and then we get there and we get it, and we arrive, and then we realize that it didn't have all that meaning that we placed on it in the first place. See, we must put that stuff down and lift Jesus up in our life. That's what it means to sell everything that you have and go buy that field. That's what it means to sell everything that you desire, everything that you are, everything that you want, everything that matters to you has to be sold. It has to be traded. It has to be left behind so that Jesus can be lifted up in our lives. He must increase and I must decrease. It's crazy. You know, John never compromised. Think about it. How many times have we compromised and we've lifted it ourselves up and we've gone, I'm gonna just... Some of you guys are like smiling really big at me right now. So, you know, compromise is the enemy. Compromise is trying to lift us back up. So we've got to get to a place where, like John the Baptist was, we don't compromise with anyone. It's God's way or the highway. Because we do have our own way. Hello? Anybody say amen? It's like, no, I'm telling you, right? This is the way we do things around here, because that's what I say and that's the way it is. So get used to it. But see, when we take upon ourselves Christ and we lift him up, we become less. But if we allow ourselves to become more, he becomes less. So we've got to remember that dynamic, because I believe John realized just how important Jesus was, that he was the pearl of great price, that he was the one. So when the disciples were leaving, he's like, I have to decrease and he has to increase, because he's the one. He's what really matters. Jesus is the way, the truth. He's the life, and nobody's going to come to the Father through me, John. They've got to come through Jesus. So if I am willing to lay my life down and buy what really matters, the pearl of great price, which is Jesus, and sell everything else, and make him the most important thing, then I will begin to walk in the true victory that God has given us. Jesus came to John. He was going to get baptized by him, right? We all know the story. John tried to prevent him. He's like, I need to be baptized by you, man. And you're coming to me? I already know I need to decrease and you need to increase. Jesus is like, suffer it to be so. I'm trying to show everybody where it is they need to go. I'm trying to show them the right way to go. So yes, I agree with you, but I need you to just go ahead and do this anyway. So he did. And then what happened, man? The power of God was released. Holy Spirit descended on Jesus. He's baptized in the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Father. It's my beloved Son. See, John knew the value of Jesus. We can see that because in the very next verse in John 3:31, he says, "He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth, but he who comes from heaven is above all." Is Jesus above all in your life? All else? Are you willing to lay down anything that God would say? I want that today. I need your attitude. I want that attitude today. I need you to lay that thing down. I need you to let that attitude decrease so I can increase. I need you to sow that money into my kingdom today so that I can reach into your life and bring greater blessings for you. Are you willing to decrease that way so that Jesus can increase in the world and support that missionary? Well, it's going to cost me a day at Longhorn to do that. And I'm legendary. You don't understand. I have a rep. I have a reputation. A couple of you got that. Some of you might not have been here for that message. 2 Corinthians. You see, John knew Jesus was the pearl of great price, the redeemer of all mankind. John knew that he was the treasure that was hidden in earthen vessels. So it's not that just Jesus is the pearl of great price, though. And Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." You see, we hold, if we're giving our lives to Jesus, if we're willing to lay our lives down, we purchase that pearl of great price. His name is Jesus, and we bring him into our lives. Now we have treasure that is hidden in an earthen vessel for the world to discover. We become the field with Jesus, the pearl of great price in us, and the world is waiting to see that and discover that in us. And then maybe they will be willing to sell all they have. Are you with me? Maybe they'll sell all that they have to purchase that same pearl that we sold everything we had to purchase. Acts 10:36. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, that he is Lord of all. John said, "He who comes from heaven is Lord of all." Here it is in Acts again, that preaching peace through Jesus Christ, because he is Lord of all. What is the pearl of great price? It's us with Jesus in us preaching the gospel to a world and inviting them to purchase the pearl of great price, Jesus, and to receive him into their life, because what? He's Lord of all. He wants to wash them. He wants to cleanse them. He wants to make their lives better. You see, there's a lot of pearls on the earth that are valuable. It's a lot of things that have a lot of value on this earth, but there's nothing as valuable to anyone as Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody say amen on that one. Come on. There's nothing more valuable. What are you thinking you need to keep in your life that's creating a gap between you and Jesus? Whatever that is, whatever pain that is, whatever, you know, prosperity, whatever it is that you don't think you can give up, whoever they are, whatever it is, Jesus is way more valuable. Sell that thing and allow Christ to be a pearl of great price for you. See, we see Jesus as a pearl of great price from John's perspective, but did you know that you are the pearl to Jesus? Jesus purchased you with everything that he had. He saw you as that pearl of great price in the field of this world, and he said, I will give it all. I will lay everything that I have down. I'm going to take their punishment. I'm going to take their pain. And I'm going to purchase them with my blood. You are also a pearl of great price. Nobody's paid more in this life than Jesus paid for you. And you know what he says? You were worth every penny. You were worth every moment of anguish that he experienced on that cross. Every hammer, every lash that he took, you were worth every one of them. And he would do it again. You see, you are the pearl of great price. So, in hearing,
hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.